I'm quite humbled this morning. The Lord gave me a very, very simple word for this morning. And even earlier on, early this morning, I said to the Lord, is this really all you want to say? Sometimes that happens. And the Lord said, that's all I want to say. And now I know why. Because the Lord has already said it about 16 times this morning. And the Lord wants me to address the anxiety, the problems, the toughness of our lives. And that's what I came to say. And I assure you that the other members of the leadership had no idea that's what I was going to say. We've been looking at some principles of the kingdom. And the principle of the kingdom we want to look at today is a well-known one to you. And it's a word which we know about and yet somehow often don't put into practice. So this is the word for today. And I'm sure you'll know it. When the going gets tough, the tough, no. You see, that's what everybody else says. But the principle of the kingdom is when the going gets tough, the tough trust God. Whenever you hear that said, again, you'll say, oh no, the tough trust God. This morning I want to just share something else. I had a picture earlier on, a very simple picture. And I saw, like you see on the telly sometimes, the stars just completely covering the sky. And then very quickly it changed to what it looks like in Redditch and Bromsgrove, when you look out and you see six stars. And you know, the Lord just simply said, you know, it's very, very simple. If you walk out of the town, there gets to be eight stars. And then there gets to be 50 stars. Then there gets to be 150 stars. Then 500 stars. And the further you go, the more stars appear. As you get out of what is artificial, more stars appear. And the word of the Lord this morning is very simple, picking up what's already been said. If you take your eyes off the problem and look to the Lord and trust him, the stars will appear. It's one of those sad things that many people think that you become a Christian, everything becomes easy. Do you know, the Bible couldn't say more clearly that that isn't the case. The Bible is full to the brim of stories of hardship and difficulty and anxiety and hindrances and so on. You don't have to look hardly anywhere until the Bible. Do you know the Bible is so real, it never ever deals just with the okay things. It deals with just as much of the bad as the good. Now, I know we're in difficulties, and that's why the Lord said this. And it's a word, it's a simple word, but it's a word for today. Jacob, who's already been mentioned this morning, whose name was changed to Israel, he had to move not just house, he had to go and live in another country in order to eat. But I thought he was a great patriarch of God. I mean, surely. No, he had to move country. The children of Israel were led out of Egypt and they led into the wilderness, and the next thing is they've nothing to eat. I thought it was going to be okay. We better go back, they said, to find something to eat. We know Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to go into a fiery furnace. Daniel was fed to the lions. Paul, we're going to read this. I want you to just hear. Paul is the, if you like, is the hero of the New Testament in many ways, other than Jesus, of course. Let's just read this and what it says, what he says in 2 Corinthians. 5 times I received from the Jews 40 lashes minus one. Oh, well, hallelujah for that. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. Next one. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from the Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. And this is his testimony, brothers and sisters. Life is tough. When the going gets tough, excuse me, it will always get tough. It's tough every day. And some of you are sitting here, as we've already learned this morning, very anxious because of the tough times. Today there are Christians in Ukraine. Today there are Christians in Russia. Today there are Christians in North Africa and India and lots of other places around the world who will lose their lives. Life is tough. And being a Christian does not give you any immunity. Now, I want to say something so we put things into perspective. The situations I've mentioned are tough situations and outside of the experience of most of us. And it's possible for us to take things out of context and lose perspective. And sometimes we can beat ourselves with that. You know, sometimes you hear people say, well, don't you tell me about that anxiety. You know, you're not as bad as the Christians in Ukraine. And unfortunately, that's taken out of context. And I want you to know that God doesn't see it that way. Do you know that the mother here in Redditch, who doesn't have the resources to either feed her children or keep them warm, has just a bigger problem? Because it's in the context of where we live, and as it were, if you like, the box in which we live, that the perspective must be taken. And I want you to know this morning that God is concerned and loves you enough to be concerned about your problem right now. And that's what we're here for. There's lots of people with health issues. A friend of mine was recently needed to go to the hospital, and they rang the doctor and they said, this is what's happening. The doctor said they must get to hospital right away, and said to the son who was on the phone, do not ring for an ambulance. because it will take 7 hours to get to you. If you can possibly get him into your car, do that and take him right away. My friend had complete heart failure, was unable to hardly move. But he managed to get to the hospital, and there you go, it's okay. Sometimes when you get there, there isn't any treatment because they're full. These are anxieties, real anxieties, real pressures, real tough situations for us right today. And what do? When life gets tough, when the going gets tough, the tough trust God. I just want to look at the tough get going a minute, though. I don't want to just dismiss that, and I have some sympathy for that. You know, God made people very resourceful. God made people, he made us, so that when the chips are absolutely down, we have such a survival instinct that somehow we can do things that we were never able to do before. But I still have two major problems with the tough get going. The first of them is, and it's already been alluded to this morning, the first is that not everyone is tough. It's all very well to say when the going gets tough, the tough get going, but what about the people that aren't tough? Well, do you know, this is the problem with what we're taught in the schools and so on. Darwinian theory said, it doesn't matter. Natural selection, they can just be left and they'll die. I want to say very clearly, that is not what God says. That is not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God says that we are all equal, as we've heard again this morning. We're all made in his image, and he loves us all the same, and he will treat us all the same. And he wants to give his life to everyone. There isn't a solitary one of you here that God isn't prepared to give his life to and give you a new life. We don't accept survival of the fittest in the kingdom of God. And the second thing about that is that there's a sense in which the tough get going is that it's based on my ability and my strength and what I can do. And the trouble with that is, it doesn't matter how tough you are, eventually you'll find someone who's tougher. You'll find another situation which is just that step beyond. Purely coincidentally, if you believe in coincidences. I saw somebody on Friday, 2 days ago, and in Blackheath, I went to see somebody, and I went past a road which is called Sean Dolan Close. It's there, it's a small road, it's relatively a new houses there. And that was a bit intriguing. Sean Dolan was Captain Sean Dolan. He was part of the Worcestershire and Sherwood Foresters Regiment. And he'd been in the army for a long, long time. Well, long by my military standards. He was 40 years old. And they spoke of him as being the finest of his generation. I've seen a picture of him. I'll tell you, this is one seriously tough guy. And at 40 years old, they said to him, "Sean, it's time to hang up your gun and your boots." In the nicest possible way. That wasn't the army saying that to him. That was his comrades having a joke with him and saying, "Hey, you know, you're getting on a bit. It's time to pack up." But Sean said no. He was a tough, brave, brave guy. And he went to Afghanistan again. But this time he didn't come home. This time he was caught in a flurry of mortars and died. And he's been remembered with his name on this little road in Blackheath. Now, please hear me. I'm not making any judgment about him at all. He was a really great guy. He was a very, very brave, brave man. But what I am saying is that even when the tough get going, there is a limit to that. But do you know, there is no limit to what God can do. If I put myself into the situation, when the going gets tough, Andrew, you're going to keep going. One day I won't be able to keep going. But do you know, God will always keep going. Because God's resources are limitless. And his love for you is limitless. So I want to just look at one or two other stories. And we'll just look at a few scriptures. Just to reinforce what we've said. You know, very occasionally, and Pastor Emmanuel has mentioned this morning as well. It's amazing what's happened this morning. Occasionally, the Lord puts the blockage in the way for you to overcome, but only overcome with him. And the first one, basically, that we know about well in the Bible, is that he said to Abraham, Abraham, I want you to go and take your son and sacrifice him. Now, we're all a bit blasé about that because we know what the end of the story is. But if the Lord said, if you had this voice which said, do you know, I want you to go and give your son away, or your child away, or I want you to say to your child, you're to go and do something and you're going to lose them forever. It's hard to think of an illustration. But, you know, you'd think that was from the devil. It's a tough, tough, tough. Can you imagine what Abraham was going through? Can you imagine what it was like? Wow, what am I going to do, Lord? How am I going to overcome this problem? How can I be tough enough to deal with this? Am I going to close my eyes and just pretend it isn't happening and do it? What am I going to do? But when faced with that situation, Abraham said, I'm going to trust God. And he trusted him to the extent, Hebrews says, that if I kill him, God will raise him up. Can you believe that? He will resurrect him because he is the son of promise. And that's why Abraham became the father of our faith, it says, the Bible says. Because his faith was that great. He trusted God to that extent. When the children of Israel had no food, they cried out. They didn't turn to the God. But who turned to God? Moses. Moses said, Lord, we don't have any food. I don't know how to deal with this. We have a really tough situation. We've got, I don't know how many, 2 million people here. We're in the desert. There's no food and there's no water. Lord, please do something. I will trust you. And the rock came and provided them with water. And we all know that they picked up the manna off the ground. For 40 years. Think about it again, not just because you know the story. All of those of you who are up to 40 years old right now have gone through your whole lives and done nothing except pick up the food off the ground every morning. Hey, that suddenly is a long time. Okay, you might be a bit fed up with it. I understand that. And there was a partridge or two, a bit of meat thrown in, you know. But we trust the Lord when the going gets tough. We're going to look at one of my heroes, David. Let's just look at a couple of verses in 1 Samuel 17. This is David. He's appeared as a youngster on the battlefield. And there's Goliath shouting the odds at everybody. I love this story. It's one of my favorites. And David says, oh, I'll go and fight him. And this is what he said. Well, they said, oh, you can't do that. And he said, well, your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defied the armies of the living God. Now listen. He didn't say when the going got tough and I met a lion, I got going. No, he said, The Lord delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear. The Lord did it, and now I'm faced with this Philistine. Now we've got this tough situation in front of us. I'm going to trust God again. He's going to do it again. And he will do it. And he will cause me to defeat him. You might have heard me say, it's one of my favorite things. I say it every time. You know, poor Goliath, I feel sorry for him. He thought he was going to fight David. And he went out to try to fight God. No wonder he lost. We know that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they got in the fiery furnace, God was there with them. We know that when Daniel was fed to the lions, the Lord said to the lion, no, not this one. And he came out again. You remember what they said? We're not going to bow down to you because our God will do it, they said in the fiery furnace. And even if he doesn't, we're still going to trust him. Now, I haven't forgotten it's Palm Sunday. All right. As Jesus was approaching, it says in all the Gospels, as Jesus was approaching Jerusalem, he said to the disciples, one, I think it's Matthew, I'm not sure, Matthew says, for the third time, he told them already twice before, and it says that he says to them clearly, guys, I want you to know what's going to happen when we get there. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to be handed over to wicked men. They're going to beat me and scourge me. They're going to put a crown of thorns on me. Then I'm going to be handed over to the Gentiles, and they're going to crucify me. They're going to kill me. And on the third day, I will rise again. Disciples just still didn't understand. But that was their problem. God, Jesus said to them very clearly, Jesus knew what the problem was in front of him. Even before he got to Jerusalem, he knew precisely what was going to happen. So how does he deal with it? Hey, I'm gonna tough this out. No, he says, so what, you two there, if you just go into the village there, there's a donkey. I want you to go and fetch the donkey for me. Now, I don't want you to get the idea, as I had for a long time, that there was something a bit a bit peculiar about a donkey. We don't live in a society with where, you know, you don't see many donkeys, let's put it like that. You know, we don't live in a donkey place, do we? Okay. But if you actually go through the Old Testament, you'll find that donkeys are mentioned quite a lot. And not only that, I'll leave you to do this for yourself. You will be amazed at who rode on donkeys. Donkeys had a very, very strong royal connection. And the reason was this, that there was a horse and there was a donkey. When the king went out to fight, he rode a horse. But when he came in peace, he rode a donkey. When he went out as a warrior, he rode a horse. But when he came regally, he rode a donkey. And Jesus, even knowing that he has the ultimate fight in front of him, still gets on the donkey. And he says, no, it's okay, I'm trusting Father. I'm still going to fulfill the prophecy. I'm still going to do what's necessary. I'm still going to come in peace to Jerusalem and to the people and to my enemies, those that are going to crucify me. And I'm going to approach on a donkey in humility and meekness, but still regally. And we know that later on in the week, Jesus goes on to the Mount of Olives and he says, Father, you know, this is such a big problem. I'm still asking you, is there another way? Can we find another way? That's the depth of his own pain. Listen to that. He's still asking and talking to Father and saying, do you know, I'm struggling with this. Can we find another way? But nevertheless, what a word. Nevertheless, I will trust you. Nevertheless, if this is your way, I will do it. Because I'll still trust you. And on the same mountain that Abraham took Isaac to kill him, this is a metaphor, of course, the knife was plunged into Jesus. And God did what Abraham knew he would and raised him from the dead. When the going gets tough, the tough trust God, our Father. I'm just going to look at Paul again. Let's have another look at one more scripture here. 2 Corinthians 4. You remember what Paul said? He'd been through this and that and the other. It's all thing. Then he says these words. We are hard pressed on every side. Ah, but we trusted Father. We trusted God and we're not crushed. We're perplexed. We're struggling. We see the problems. We're a bit anxious. But we trust Father and we're not in despair. We're persecuted, but we trust God and we're not abandoned. We're struck down, but we trust God and we're not destroyed. Do you see how he does it all the way through? You'll find, if you look through Paul's writings, you'll find that he comes against obstacle after obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. All the things. And each time he just says, Father, I'm going to trust you. We'll find a way through. And he walks in the Spirit. This is what he said in Philippians 4. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. Oh, wow. Whatever the circumstances, I'm content. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of content in every situation, whether I'm well fed or whether I'm hungry, whether I'm living in plenty or in want. Why? I can do everything through him who gives me strength. I can do everything if, when the going gets tough, I trust Father. So here's the conclusion. Again, this is something that's already been mentioned this morning, but we'll just look at the Matthew chapter 6. These are Jesus' own words. And this is speaking directly into what we've already spoken. And this is such an important verse, simply because, in the context of what I've said this morning, because this is not Ukraine, this is not terrible war situations, this is not people dying. Listen, do not worry saying, what if I'm going to die, Lord? No, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? Well, the pagans run after these things, but your heavenly Father knows you need them. These are not terrible, huge, massive situations. These are the situations that we're in right now in Redditch and Bromsgrove, where people are coming to the food bank because they don't have any food. And God is saying, Jesus is saying, Sermon on the Mount, hey, Father knows about these, what we might say in context, small things. And he is concerned about these things that affect you right now. Philippians 4 again, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything. Oh dear, we've talked about that. That's hard, isn't it? But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. When the going gets tough, say, hey, God, the going is getting tough. I need this. Verse 19. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Wow. I can't do it for myself, Lord. I'm not one of the tough ones. But I will trust you. Did you know, has it occurred to you that your God can supply all of your need? This current situation is going to get worse, brothers and sisters. It's not going to get better before it gets worse. More people are going to have nothing to eat. More people are not going to be able to pay their energy bills. More people are going to find it difficult to pay for petrol and diesel. And when the going gets tough, God wants you to know this morning, and that doesn't matter whether you're a Christian or not a Christian yet, if you haven't actually said, Jesus, come into my life and give me your life in my life. I want to exchange my life for yours. But God has it all for you this morning, whoever you are. When the going gets tough, the tough, trust God. Amen.